Welcome to Fast Theatre. Episode 1, The Ghost of Burlingham House.
Hang on, I'm coming.
Hey, Mr. Barr, Don Jameson. Pleased to meet you.
Wow, it's a horrible day out there. Come on in.
So, this is it. Burlingham House. Wow.
Yes, in all its glory. 150 years old and haunted.
Well, as you can imagine in my line of work, I hear that a lot, but for the most part, it usually ends up not being true. But this place has the history, so I'm hoping we can find something.
We've never let anyone like you in the place before. You knew my dad, you know the place is going to be sold soon, so why not? Let's try and find out if this ghost really does exist.
Well, to be honest, I didn't know your dad that well. I only met him the once, but he did help me with my first book. And, you know, we corresponded. It's not like we were the best of friends or anything like that.
No, I understand that. Let's go into the kitchen and I'll make us some tea and we can discuss what you're going to do tonight.
Okay, lead the way, sir. You British and your tea. Oh, you are British, I presume.
Half and half. My mother is from London and my dad's from Boston. A bit of both.
That is good, though. I have to say, it's very refreshing.
Yes, the British Empire was won and lost on tea.
It sure was. God save the Queen.
My dad would have loved hearing you say that. He was a huge fan of the royals.
I was sorry to hear of your dad's passing, Mr. Barr. He was quite a character from what I remember and from the things I've heard about him. I have to thank you for inviting me to come and check the house.
He gave me the copy of your book that you sent him, and I read it. Who else was I going to call?
Being the first paranormal detective allowed in the house is an honor. So what can you tell me about your experiences here?
Well, when I was a kid, my mum and dad split up, so I went to live in England with my mother, and my sister stayed here with my dad. I would come here for the summer holidays, stay a month or two, and then go back home. My sister would always be trying to scare me with ghost stories. She would tell me about this little girl that would come and visit her and talk to her and sit on her bed. I didn't really take much notice. I never saw anything. Until one year I came. Actually, it was about this time of year. I came in the winter for some reason. I can't remember why, but that's when I saw something.
That's interesting that you should say that, because from the research that I did, the girl was killed at this time of year. So maybe that's why she doesn't appear during the summer. Maybe she only appears around the time that she died.
Yes, maybe.
So what did you see?
I saw the girl, the girl ghost. She appeared in front of me, and she just kept saying the same word over and over again, and I couldn't make out what she was saying. I thought she was maybe moaning or something, but she just kept saying the same word over and over again, and she put her arms out. She didn't sit on the bed or anything, and I just screamed at her, "Go away, leave me alone," and she was gone. That was that.
The girl's name was Katie. Katie Robbins. She lived here with her family and one sibling. She was 13 years old when she died.
You have lots of interesting stuff in here, but I'm surprised to see you've got crosses. Do you have garlic as well?
Do you believe in God, Mr. Barr?
Which one? There's so many.
Any God.
I prefer a more scientific approach to life.
You may want to rethink that after tonight.
Are you trying to scare me with some mumbo jumbo, Mr. Jameson? Is this all part of the show?
Oh, there's no show. If Katie shows up tonight, that will be real.
What the hell was that?
Quick, grab a flashlight from my bag. It looks like the lightning took out the power.
Yeah, something from the pole smashed through the window. Give me a second, I'll try and keep the rain out. That's better. It looks like the whole street's out. Do you think that was an act of God?
More like an act of Mother Nature.
It's so difficult to tell the difference sometimes. Are you still able to do this tonight?
Yeah, I find they don't like daylight or manufactured light. Candlelight is what we'll use. We'll have no problem.
Okay, should we just head up to the room then?
Now seems as good a time as any.
Okay, let's do it. Here we are. This is the only room that she's ever been seen in. This is where I saw her, and every time my sister saw her, same thing. This used to be my sister's bedroom, but she insisted on moving out.
So obviously you haven't fixed this room up yet.
No, not yet. I was leaving it for you. For some reason, I thought I should just leave it as it is, so we don't disturb anything.
Well, you never know with these things. Maybe that will help. We'll find out.
So what do you need? What can I do to help you?
Well, I have a few things to set up, some cameras and things like that. If you want to go and check the power situation, make sure the rest of the house is safe, I'll get everything set up and we'll be ready to go.
Okay, great. I'll be back in 15 minutes. Wow, this is quite a setup.
A lot of this equipment is standard for people in my line of work. Thermal cameras, audio devices, motion sensors, EMF meters. I have a few little extra tricks that I like to keep to myself. Yeah, this is the setup that I use for a room like this. We should be able to capture anything that happens. Of course, this is all part of the show, as you put it earlier.
Oh, I didn't mean anything by that. I was just messing around.
Well, the time for messing around is over. Now it's time to get serious. You can start by lighting all the candles around the edge of the room.
So what does that box in the middle of the floor do?
That box is what brings the spirits through to our world.
So I'm guessing that that's not standard equipment.
Oh, no, 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 no. I had to sell my soul to get that, believe me.
Okay, that's all the candles done.
Great, we're just about ready to go.
So how does this work?
We'll sit either side of the room. You can hold this EMF meter. When that starts going crazy, let me know. Whatever happens, do not get up or leave the room. But before we begin, I have to warn you that this can be dangerous. Not all spirits are good. Once the gate is open, any other spirit can come through. Katie may be okay, but they may not. That is why I have to repeat. No matter what happens, you have to keep your nerve. You may see and hear things that will scare you. I will communicate with Katie if she appears. If anything else does appear, let me deal with it. I don't want you scaring Katie away. Do you understand?
Yes, I think so. I guess this is not as much fun as I thought it would be.
Oh, there's no fun. This is more serious than anything you've ever done. Any movement on the meter yet, Mr. Barr?
No, nothing so far. Is your clever box working?
Don't worry, it's working.
Do you not have to say anything or use a Ouija board or something like that?
This is not some parlor trick.
I think I heard something downstairs.
Stay where you are.
The meter's moving. It's moving faster.
Hold your nerve, sir. Katie. Katie, are you there? Katie Robbins, speak to me.
I can see her. She's in the portal.
Katie, we want to help you.
Where are you going?
Stay in your seat.
Stop!
That cross won't help you now, Mr. Barr.
What are you doing?
I didn't come to bring her here. I'm going there!
No!
Hello?
Oh my God.
This has been a production of Fast Theatre.